coming to you live from the studios of the Clinch County News in Homerville, Georgia. It's the Behind the News podcast with Lynn Robbins and Blake Pittman.
Hello and welcome to the Behind the News podcast, middle of the summer edition. Today we're going to talk about things that are going on behind the headlines in Clinch, Atkinson, Lanier, and Eccles County. Among the things we're going to be talking about that have appeared in the newspapers in those counties is Dollar General coming to Fargo, Georgia. Local family is going to be appearing on American Pickers next week. We'll talk about that. Atkinson County Citizen had a story about a shakeup with their athletic department. We'll talk about that. As well as the Georgia Country Music Awards. Some local folks are up for that. And we will discuss that and other things as well. Again, I'm Lynn Robbins. Blake Pittman joins me, as usual. And we're glad to have you on this podcast. We appreciate you listening in, as well as our sponsors, which include Lutz Brown Piegler Manly Insurance in Homerville, the Shack Cafe Restaurant in Pearson, Roberts Mill and Company, also in Pearson, and Country Cabin. So we'll get to all those things and a lot more after this word from one of our sponsors.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to keep my farm covered no matter what.
Visit your local insurance folks at Lutz Brown Pigler and Manley in downtown Homerville, or give them a call at 487-5411.
Welcome back to your favorite podcast, the Behind the News podcast. I'm Lynn Robbins, joined by Blake Pittman. And Blake, we're recording this on July 11th, is that right?
11th, that's right, Thursday.
Right in the middle of the year, right in the middle of the heat, and it's hot outside.
Yes, it is.
And we're going to be talking about some things. Over the last week was July 4th. And had a lot of festivities in all of our communities. The big festivities being, I think, in Homerville, they had a big fireworks display.
That's right.
That was pretty impressive. Earlier that day, they had, or the day previous, I guess, which was Independence Day, they had a big thing for kids in front of the Homerville Municipal Complex. And so we're in the middle of summer, for sure. We're going to talk about some things that are in the newspapers that we cover this week. One of the things on the Clinch County News front page is that Dollar General is going to build a store in Fargo, Georgia. And, Dollar General built one recently in Statenville down the road. And this Dollar General, from what the report says, will be on the corner of highways 441 and 94, just after you get across the railroad tracks on the right, before you get to the bridge.
94 is the one that runs back.
That's
to
the one that runs back
to
Statenville. Yeah. And what the plans call for is construction to start in March of 2020, and the store to be up and running in July. So about a year from now, in 2020, they'll have a store up, a Dollar General in Fargo. It's supposed to be a store similar to the one in Statenville, similar to the one and Naylor that also just recently was constructed. And I heard that Dollar General's sort of business plan is every 13 miles radius to have a Dollar General.
Now, the one that they opened this past year in Pearson in the old Walmart building is very nice.
Yeah.
It's actually saving a lot of their elderly people, with Piggly Wiggly closing down, because they have the market there. They have fresh vegetables and they have, you can get chicken and like ground beef and stuff in there. So it's pretty nice.
And I think that's going to be a good thing for Fargo, especially in terms of their tourism, because then people who are visiting there will have access to a lot more supplies probably than they have now. And definitely, it'll probably do well for, Fargo, it's a municipality.
Yeah.
They get sales tax revenue. So I'm sure that's going to help the city of Fargo in terms of their sales tax revenue. And so that's going to be a story we just announced this week, and we'll be covering throughout as they, the next year, I guess, as they get ready for that. Another story that was in all three of our newspapers, in the Clinch County News, Axis County Citizen, and Lanier County Advocate weekly papers, was a story about the Kaufman family, who will be on an episode of American Pickers on Monday. Now, that could change, but right now it's scheduled for Monday, July 15th at 9 p.m. That's on the History Channel. And the Kaufmans, if you don't know them, some of the people in Homerville may know them as the people who have a window cleaning service.
Yes.
They clean our windows here at the Clinch County News. Very nice folks. And what the American Pickers came down to do was look at the what they called the Kaufman Collection, which is Miss Addie Kaufman. Her husband, her late husband, had a collection of all kinds of memorabilia, and they came and looked at that and did an episode about that, and that's what the show's going to be about. So tune in on the History Channel on Monday, July 15th. That's this coming Monday,
yep.
And you'll see some familiar faces probably on the old television set.
Oh, yeah.
So, Blake, tell us about the front page story in Axis County Citizen about the shakeup with the athletic department.
Yeah, we've got a little bit of a shakeup there at the athletic department at the high school. Previous athletic director Ray Fussell retired at the end of the school year. And, of course, when one retires, they look for a replacement. Atkinson County, they're kind of like Clinch. They always look, you know, inward first before they look outside to hire somebody. And basically what they did was just promoted head football coach Carl McGowan to the position of athletic director. Now, Coach Mack will also still remain the head football coach. And, you know, and I think it was a good move because he's familiar with the athletic programs. It would save them from having to bring somebody in and them get familiar with the system and what have you. So, Coach Carl McGowan is now the athletic director at Pearson. Also, in another move, after Ray Fussell retired, his son, Trey Fussell, who had been the head varsity basketball coach for the past 6 years, he stepped down from his position as head basketball coach. They have a name in mind that I have heard that has the position, but they hadn't formally announced it or approved it until the meeting. And so superintendent asked me, he said, how do you already know this name? I mean, it's a small town, Bob, everybody knows. And so they hadn't officially announced it yet. So I told him we would keep that quiet until they did. And Trey Fussell compiled a 6-year record of 69-99, 38-67 in region play. And so Atkinson County people that I've talked to, some of the personnel from inside the school are very, very excited about the new changes, you know, because they feel like maybe it'll bring some new not exposure, but, you know, new game schemes and stuff like that, because they want to be competitive in their basketball program. They've got the athletes to do it. So they're pretty excited about that. We will name that basketball coach after the board meeting next week.
Now, can you tell me if that's going to be inside or
outside?
That's
an inside hire. Yeah, inside, he's already there.
Okay.
Yep.
Good.
He is. He's a good guy. I've met him a time or two. So, yeah, he is already somebody that's in place in the system.
All right, so we'll have that to look forward to.
Yep, after the meeting next
system.
Week.
Wonderful. You're listening to the Behind the News podcast. I'm Lynn Robbins along with Blake Pittman. We appreciate you listening. We appreciate our sponsors. We're going to hear a word from one of them right now.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Roberts Mill & Company, your local feed and seed supplier on West Albany Avenue in Pearson, Georgia. It is also brought to you by The Shack Cafe, located at 74 West Albany Avenue in Pearson. The Shack is open from Monday through Saturday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. They have a hot bar for breakfast and lunch, as well as burgers, fish, chicken, and steak all throughout the day. Also, for one of the best steaks around, check out the Country Cabin Restaurant, located at 879 Mary Batten Road in Pearson. They have the best steaks, chicken, and seafood around. They are open on Thursdays from 5 to 8:30 p.m. and Friday and Saturday from 5 to 9:30 p.m. Come out and see what it's all about.
Hello, wonderful podcast people. I'm Lynn Robbins. You're listening to the Behind the News podcast. We're going over things that are going on behind the scenes and in front of the headlines and the Clinch County, Lanier County, Axon County, and Eccles County papers. One thing that happened in Axon County this week was an unfortunate incident involving a fireworks and a house fire. Blake, tell us about that.
That is correct. On the 6th, Lynn, there was a report of a trailer on fire on Spikes Road in Atkinson County. When authorities arrived, you know, the 911 call was made. They got there and observed that there was fire coming out from under the home. They were able to put it out very quickly with minimal damage. When they got to investigating what was going on, the neighbors next door had supposedly been shooting off fireworks all afternoon. The house that got burnt, the residents went to bed as they were still shooting off the fireworks. And luckily, one of the neighbors noticed one of the bottle rockets or one of the projectile fireworks they were shooting went under the trailer, and they stayed outside for a little while longer. Well, the more they watched, they started seeing smoke come out from under the trailer, and then they saw flames come out from under the trailer. They ran over and woke the people up, and they started actually putting water on the fire before the authorities got there. Had they not done that, Fire Chief Robbie Stone said that they could have possibly lost the entire home, and there may have even been, you know, lost a life because everybody inside the home was asleep. And if you've ever been around a mobile home fire, once those things catch, they go very quickly. He said the bottom board on the trailer was burnt, but it is very minimal damage. They were able to put it out. They're very thankful that the neighbors, even though they were shooting the fireworks off, were, you know, still vigilant when they shot them off and were outside and were able to notice the smoke, or it could have been a very, very bad situation. He did say he wanted to, you know, get the word out because he knows people still have fireworks left over from the 4th. If you're going to be shooting them, per Robbie Stone, make sure you're in a clear area and make sure you're aware of where they go and where they land, so you know they don't have more incidents like this. So that is what happened in Atco.
Another story that was in the Atkinson County Citizen this week was about Justin Spivey, who's been nominated with the Georgia Country Music Awards. Blake, tell us about that, and then also how people can vote on the other folks from Atkinson County that have been nominated.
This week, this is the second week in the series of what we're going to be doing for the next, well, it was 4 weeks to start. We got two more weeks where we're going to spotlight each week the one of the acts that have been nominated for the Georgia Country Music Awards. Now, what the Georgia Country Music Awards does is every year they have an award ceremony in Macon to honor the local country music artists and bands and whatnot. Atkinson County has four of those nominated. The week before last, we did a story on Chelsea Tanner, who's nominated for Female Vocalist of the Year. This week, we did one on another Atkinson resident, Justin Spivey, who's nominated for Male Vocalist of the Year. Him in addition to Danny Spivey, Danny Spivey, listen at me. Good gracious. I can't even think of his last name now. Danny
Dawson.
Dawson, there you go. He's nominated for a Traditional Country Artist of the Year, and then the Creekside Band from there in Pearson are nominated for Band of the Year. This week's feature was on Justin. You just have to read it and get some of the info. Justin is, he's toured around. He's been in Nashville. Actually went to New York a couple of months ago and did a week or so up there, you know, playing around at different venues. But you can check them all out on their Facebook pages. Justin's specific is facebook.com/Justin Spivey Music. Now, to vote for these acts, get on the interwebs and go to www.georgia-country.com. And there is a link on there for the Georgia Country Music Awards. You can click on it, and it pulls up the different categories. You can go through there and click and vote. Now, the first round of voting goes through July 13th at noon, which is Saturday.
Yeah.
And so,
now, don't we have a link on
Facebook page? Okay. Yeah. You can go click on it and go through it that way. But it goes through Saturday at 11 or Saturday at noon for the first round. And now, the first round, you can vote as many times as you want to. You have to vote, then go out of it and come back into it. But after the first round, you can only vote once per IP address. Go check them out, because there's also we hadn't even ran a story on yet that we may should, but Pools Pub and Package there in Pearson was also nominated for a Small Venue of the Year. So go to georgia-country.com and you can vote for these. You can also go to their Facebook pages and search them out individually, and you know, for tour dates and schedules and music samples and all that good stuff. But, yeah, Justin Spivey, it's his second year. Last year he was nominated and he came up short, and this year he's hoping that he can actually win it and bring it back home to Atkinson County.
All right. One of the things that's a main component of all of our newspapers and of any community newspapers is the reporting and publication of crime news, of crime that may be going on in your community, people getting arrested, this and that. And I want to explain, I had some questions about that this week. I want to explain the way we do that. First of all, it is our responsibility to report what's going on in these communities. And we take that responsibility seriously and And that means we have to report the good and the bad. And sometimes, you know, it's bad. People get arrested, obviously, and we have to report that. But people in the community deserve to know what's going on, including reports of crimes. What we do is we print the information provided to us by law enforcement. Now, if there's a murder or something huge that we hear about, we'll call up the sheriff's office or the police department and try to get more information. But usually we rely on law enforcement, local law enforcement, to give us that information. This week, for instance, in the Clinch County News, in the Clinch County Scanner, which is where we put incident reports and also arrests, the Clinch County Sheriff's Department this week has some arrests they made the previous week. And they also started a feature that we have in the Lanier County Advocate, which is called Q&A with the Sheriff, where the sheriff explains a bunch of, you know, different things about the law or law enforcement that sometimes people don't understand. And Sheriff Nick Norton in Lanier County has been doing that for about 5 or 6 years, and it's become a very popular feature. And Raymond Peterson in Clinch County started it this week. So be on the lookout for that, because a lot of times that can answer a lot of questions about law enforcement. And I think this one this week is about, let's see, it is about bond and bonding, and how after people get arrested, how do they get out of jail? Meanwhile, the one in Lanier County, Nick Norton's, is about weather and how that can cause problems for the sheriff's department and them doing their jobs. And that's the kind of thing that's in there every week. But, you know, if somebody is arrested in our community on a, and like, the reason I bring this up is somebody came up to me, or actually two or three people, and said, "Hey, I heard blah, blah, blah was getting arrested. Are you going to have that in the paper?" And I'm like, well, our policy is, if law enforcement turns it in, we put it in the paper. Now, this arrangement, I've never had an occasion where law enforcement knowingly hid something from us. Now, if that happens, then they're going to be in trouble. But it hasn't happened yet, and they want to get the news out. And so that's the way we do it. Now, if law enforcement, if there's a – sometimes the rumor you hear on the street – that somebody got arrested is not true. And sometimes they don't turn over to people to get a speeding ticket, you know, or whatever. So that may be the reason why you don't see something in the police report that you may have heard on the street. But if you ever have any questions, just call myself here in Homerville, or Blake and Pearson, or Lorraine Warren in Lanier County. And if you want to know why something wasn't in the paper, let us know, because sometimes we don't know about something. You know, we're not omnipotent. We don't know everything that goes on everywhere. And so, yeah, just give us a call, and we'll tell you what the deal is on whatever you're hearing on the street.
True.
Atkinson County football team, Blake, was in action this morning out at the Clinch County High School at Donald Tyson Field. They had Faith in Football, which That's is right. a thing they annually do, where they FCA sponsors it, and they mix in talks with the kids about.
Yeah, they do a morning devotion with them.
Yeah, devotion in the morning. I think they do one in the afternoon. They feed them. They go out and do drills as a team.
Yep.
The four teams that were there today were Coffee High School, I believe it was Bacon, and Atkinson and Clinch. So, and they, when I went out there, it was very spirited. They were all having a good time. One of the teams had a drone filming from above. I assume that was Coffee. I don't think that was Clinch.
No, it was probably coffee. Yeah,
well, last year I don't know
that they have a drone here yet. No, wait. Let me take that back. I know the ag department up here has a drone because my cousin ag teacher Dustin O'Neill, he's videoed over the pond and stuff with it before. So it very well could have been somebody from here. I hadn't seen him use it at football practice.
But so we'll have that pictures from that in our newspaper and a story about that in Clinch and in Atkinson for next week. So be on the lookout for that. But that's an annual good thing, and we appreciate FCA.
Now, Lynn, they have a – Don posted – Coach Tyson posted a Faith in Football schedule. Well, I think this is just devotions for the team. I don't think this is actually involving other teams. So just disregard that.
One more thing I wanted to mention that was in the Lanier County Advocate, and we mentioned it last week, but I think it's worth noting again, is that Family Connection in Lanier County is sponsoring these life skills classes, which I think are great. One is called How to Purchase a Car, and it's going to be on Thursday, July 18th from 6 to 7 at the Youth Impact Center. They're having another class called How to Manage Debt. Through the same folks. There's two classes going to be in July. One is tonight, actually, July 11th from 6 to 7, and one's on Monday, July 15th. I do not know where those are, but that July 15th is from 2 to 3, and Family Connection is offering those classes free of charge to anyone 18 years and older. And then they have a class for younger people. It's called a Ketiquette class about kids etiquette, and it's going to be Tuesday, July 23rd from 1 to 4 at the Youth Impact Center. It's open to kids ages 6 to 12. There's a cost to that one. The other ones are free. The cost for that is $5. And if you look on the front page of Lanier County Advocate in the brief section, all three of those are on there. So, Blake, tell us about the Ben and Blake's Excellent Adventure podcast. What y'all have that's up right now, and what are y'all having next week?
This week on the Excellent Adventure, we, of course, like always, we dove into some wild news headlines from around the country, and we do them worldwide normally. Some pretty funny headlines. We discuss those, break them down, talk about them. We discuss the mysteries behind dry shampoo. Now, Lynn, I was a little bit disappointed, if I'm being honest, to know that you didn't know what dry shampoo is. Mm-hmm. You have females in your house, or had two females in your household. Even Ben knew what it was, and Ben doesn't live in a house of females. But we discussed the mysteries of dry shampoo. You know, it's one of these things that women on the run, they didn't have time to wash their hair in the mornings, they can spray it in their hair, and it is supposedly absorbs the oil and dirt to make their hair look fresh. My question is, where does it go to? I mean, does it magically disappear into a realm of dirt, discarded dirt and grease? What happens? So we break that down. We discuss that. We also played a game of Would You Rather, where I would ask Ben certain situations, would you rather this or this? And then we had a good time with that, answering back and forth. The main headline for this main topic for this past week's episode was our top five TV series of all time, either currently running or canceled, and we discussed that for a good little bit. We talked about Florida Man again because he's always giving us good cannon fodder. We think Florida Man should be named a national hero, in all honesty, and we may start a campaign with our congressman to get that to happen. And Ben gave us an update on some area concerts coming around. Now, this coming week's episode, we will be discussing our top five songs of all time. You know, that guilty pleasure song, if you will, that every time it comes on the radio, you're going to stop what you're doing, listen along, and sing along. And it's also that one that if it comes on and you're doing something else and you miss half of it, you stop it and rewind it and start it over until you appreciate it in its fullness. So we had a good time this past week. You can check that link out on either of our newspaper's Facebook pages, or you can go to the Ben and Blake's Excellent Adventure Podcast Facebook page, give us a like, and check that out. We got some exciting stuff coming up, trying to get us a YouTube channel started, trying to get on iTunes, and we're excited about it, Lynn. We are. Before we get out of here, why don't you tell us what Lynn's column's about this week?
It's about the versatility of the newspaper product, which the product, the paper edition, in Clinch County, it costs $1. In Atkinson County, it also costs $1. We got a bargain over in Lanier County. as the advocate only costs 75 cents. But whatever you're paying for it, you probably just want to pay double or just come by the office and drop off some more money. Because I go over all the things that that newspaper can be used for, in addition to giving you all the information you need about the community you live in. And also, of course, the great deals from the advertisers and businesses in your community. But in addition to that, I mean, you can use it to, you know, line your bird cage, wrap fish. The best glass cleaner, and I'm serious about this, the best glass cleaner there is newspaper. You just put wet or Windex or something on glasses or your glass and then wipe it with newspaper. It's a lot better than cloth because cloth sometimes leaves a residue on there. Newspaper leaves no residue, which is odd because, you know, sometimes you'll get the ink on your hands. You won't get it on if you clean windows. Anyway, I go over about 40 things that you can use this newspaper for. Actually, my column is worth at least $4 this week.
$4.50
just for all
on a good
the money saving ideas. Then, in addition to the money saving, you can do with the actual newspaper. I mean, our listeners, you know, owe us a lot of money. But it's a bargain.
I read those, Lynn, and I'm on board with you on a lot of those, especially that cleaning glass. Nick Patel, the guy that owns the Petro store in Pearson, he comes by the office once every other week or so and gets some out of our recycling box in the back, and that's what he uses them for, to clean windows at his stores. The only one I'd really not on board with you with is a toilet paper one there. I'm going to take your word on that one, buddy.
I've heard about it from friends that it can be used in a a tight situation. But the other thing, and this is another thing, if you have a worm farm, and who doesn't? Yep. Actually, I did have a worm farm one time when I was fishing a lot, and I wanted to start. I said, man, I'm tired of going and buying worms. I'm going to start my own worm farm. So I started it. And newspapers are essential to that. So if you are starting a worm farm, come up to the news office. Or no, just go by a convenience store and buy or get a subscription, and then you can use your newspaper for that.
Multi-purpose subscription.
It is. It's very versatile.
Yep.
So that's all we have this week for Behind the News, middle of the summer. We're coming back next week with another edition where we'll talk about what's going on in Clinch, Atkinson, Eccles, and Lanier counties. And again, we appreciate you listening. We appreciate our sponsors, Lutz, Brown, Pigler, and Manly Insurance, the Shack Cafe, Robert's Milling Company, and our friends at Country Cabin Restaurant. We appreciate them. If you see those folks, tell them you appreciate them sponsoring Behind the News podcast. This is Lynn Robbins for Blake Pittman. We will see you next week.